say what they can't radio.
You can be anywhere in the world right now,
but you're here with us.
I am Renisa Rose.
Hey guys, it's your girl Amazing.
And welcome to the Personal Space Podcast.
Welcome back.
What up, y'all? What's the dealio?
It's officially the new year.
It is officially the new year. It's 2024.
Same me.
Happy New Year.
That's it. New Year, same me.
New Year. Same old me.
Same me.
Yeah, it's lit. I like me. 2023 me was lit.
You know, I just don't think you gotta wait until January to make changes.
No, it's true.
You just make changes as changes
need to
come.
When you fucking feel like it.
Yeah. A lot of times with those New Year resolutions, you don't stick by February, you burnt out because you didn't put up a whole vision board of what you're going to change January 1st, hit the ground running, and now you fatigued.
And you burnt out.
However, if you just start when you feel like starting, it's a little bit more longevity.
No, that's true. It's really true. Like, I decided in like August, like, yeah, this is what I'm about to do. I just been doing that shit.
I decided what I wasn't going to do. And I just didn't do it.
I mean, that's even bigger. I feel like that's even fucking bigger. Like, you know what? I'm not doing that no more.
Now, I will say my only resolution that I really, really have been enforcing is my boundaries in my professional life. Like, I struggle with people pleasing because I just want everybody happy.
Yeah.
And this year I said I have to prioritize my happiness. So whatever that looks like for me in each situation, that's what I'm running with. Respectfully.
Respectfully. You know, I was just talking to my mom about that. Boundaries and just standing on business.
I thought we was leaving that in 2023.
What, standing on business? Mm-hmm. Nah, I've been standing on business. On business. I mean, standing on it.
Before it became a slogan, it was like, no, I think I'm going to do this. Like, no. Like, no gotta be no. No is a complete sentence, guys.
No, it really is. I feel like you gotta stand on business. Like, I mean business in everything that I fucking do. I mean what the fuck I say. If I say it, I meant that shit.
Meant it. So how was your new year? How did you bring in the new year?
Okay, so for the new year, me and my family, so my sister, my brother-in-law, my cousins, we went to Crab Bay West.
Okay.
We had a phenomenal time. I was the bougietto Barbie that I am. I had on this little tube top dress. Mm-hmm. It was like real tight and like it was like a mini dress.
Super cute.
It was black and it had a big ass white bow on the back. Best dressed, of course. I had my stockings were like fishnet, but they had like little rhinestones on it. Mm-hmm. And I had on black pumps. It was real cute and dainty, and I was a thug. What'd you do? It was cute. I had so much fun. You know, it's like,
not a thug.
You look, when you see me coming, it's like, oh my God. It looks like it's finna be like real, like, pinkies up and real dainty, and it's real, like,
I used to pray for times like this.
Y'all thought I was finished. Exactly. It's like pictures. It's like, It looks very, the look is looking, but the attitude that comes behind it is like, yeah, what's up?
Plot twist. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Plot twist.
Yeah, what'd you do? She worked, y'all. She always works.
When I said life was whooping my ass with those Walmart boots, that's exactly what it did. You know, I felt really guilty as a mom. My mom guilt kicked in the last week of the year. I'm not even going to hold you. Work, like, unfortunately, in my industry, it's 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, like, you gotta pivot. When people start dropping like flies, you gotta be there. So, that was me. I'm going down with the Titanic. I'm the band on the Titanic, like, playing the violin as the ship is sinking, like, doing the last song. It's me. So, I actually brought in the new year in the city, but what was so dope with it, you know, I went to the powers that be and I just said, hey, I need to make something shake for my kids. Like, I have to make this so memorable. So we had the opportunity to actually watch the ball drop in person and we got a VIP escort to 44th and 7th.
Okay.
We missed Meg Thee Stallion. I should have, cause at first I was like, I don't want to be outside in the cold. I don't want to be freezing. It was not cold. It's heat lamps up there, guys. Like, it's really warm. If I would have known that, I would have been out there with Meg and them. We saw LL.
Okay. Was and he perform?
He did.
Jiggling, baby.
I forgot what he did. That's LL. Because What was so confusing?
He probably did head sprung.
I'm not even going to hold you. Like, I was in mommy mode. It's just so many people out there. So I get anxious. Mm-hmm. I'm a little claustrophobic. And, you know, in your mind, if any given moment, if something happens.
Right.
It's a stampede. And I got littles. So I'm like, who I'm going to grab? You know? The heaviest one. And I'm going to keep it moving. But thankfully, my mom was with me. LL performed. But I thought it was coming from one of the clubs because it was mad party. Yeah. So I'm like, is that? Oh, snap. Okay, cool. But yeah, no, it was so dope. Like, I just looked at it like, wow, we really here watching the ball drop up close.
That's really cool. Yeah. I've never been.
I've seen the ball drop. This is my third time. So the first time when we moved back from California, my sister and I, my boyfriend at the time and his homeboy, he came out. They all came out from California. Uh-huh. We stood outside from like 2 in the afternoon.
Hell no. Did you put on diapers? I heard people.
No, we begged. The officer was really nice. We begged the one of the officers. They let us into the Starbucks. There used to be a Starbucks on 7th Avenue. He let us in to go. Uh-huh. But to be honest, I didn't know what I was there to watch. Like, because you can't, from where we were standing, we couldn't hear any of the performances. Oh. It's not like you're at home watching it on TV. Yeah. So I was like, and I never did it again. That was like 2002 going into 03. Uh-huh. Then fast forward to 21. Awful. Going into 22, my job at the time had we had a New Year's Eve party. So we stood on, and it was 55 degrees out that year. It was the Omicron variant. So outside was empty. People were sick. I got so sick. I caught COVID at that party, but I would do it again. I had so much fun. So we stood on the balcony of my job and we watched the ball drop. That was fun.
I had to work the next day. So
yeah, we got bent, but this year was different because my kids were there. It was just, I don't know, like something, you get older, you want to bring in your new year with people you love.
Absolutely.
Like, it was so many drunk people. Funny story. So we're walking, trying to get to see the tree. Cause my thing was, all right, it's empty. The city shut down. This is the perfect time to go see the tree. Direct shot, like with this little angel and stuff in the background.
Yeah.
And as we walk in, it's people getting carried out the parties. Cause you know, them open bars started at 9.
What?
This girl was crying to the bouncer. Juju goes, she drunk? I'm never drinking alcohol.
Good.
I said, all right.
Good.
Let me record this.
Okay.
But it was good. And then I went away the next day. I literally told everybody I don't want to see them for the first week of the year. And I did not see anybody for the first week of the year. And it was just, it was magical.
Actually. I don't know if I saw her. Did I see you?
No. I did not see work. I went away for myself. Like, I took a trip. And I've never done this, really. Like, I've always attached myself to someone and something.
Oh, yeah. I just stopped doing that a long time ago.
I went about my business. I had a good time. I walked through the African American History Museum. I went to my favorite place in the world, D.C., with love.
Uh-huh.
I looked at all the fine men in history. They was fine.
Yo, y'all, she was sending me pictures of the fine men in history. And let me tell you. They was fine.
They was fine.
I said, ooh, I was going to be a floozy in the 50s.
I would have been a hussy in the 20s. Y'all would have caught me at all the fucking speakeasies.
What? In Harlem?
With my high split and a little heel. My Kent heel. Because at least they wore comfortable heels then.
They did. And they wore fishnets. Y'all know I like fishnets.
They was fully covered, but they was selling it.
What?
Floor lint, minks and stuff. This is before Peter. Man, this man was so fine. He was so fine.
He really, like, there was this one man. Where was
it the army man or the man in the car with the woman standing next to him?
No, I think it was the army man. No. It was
the lunch counter?
Yes.
Oh, with the, woo! I said, baby, I was like, ooh, I would have been like, can I come to the sit-in with you?
What time you going? I'm
gonna
meet
you. What table
in.
You gonna be sitting at?
He was fine. He was fine. I said, damn.
And I told him.
But he was, the way the picture was, it was like everybody was looking straight and militant. He was looking off to the side. So he was looking for me.
I was about to walk through the picture like, I'm here, daddy.
Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm here. You know, let's get arrested
right
together.
I'm here together.
Put my hand in the cell. And this is when I realized.
Like peaky fingers, like.
This is when I realized I can't take anything seriously.
Nothing. But you know, that's us as black people. We find humor in everything. We find humor in everything. Cause there's a joke. There is something to kiki about in every situation. Even down to the funerals.
Listen, I recommend this museum to everybody. I mean, it was really dope. And for a moment I was getting like, it was heavy. You know, as you're going through like slavery and stuff, it's really heavy. But man, when I see, then I was like, the men's. They just did. They made it better. They did. They made it all
they
better.
They always do.
They made it better.
Fine men just make it all better.
And these men stood for something. Like, these was the real ones.
The real ones.
They are the dying breed we are wishing on the star for.
You know. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Just yeah. All right, let's get into these hot fucking topics.
So, the Little Mermaid had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Hallie Bailey and DDG, they had a baby.
You know, congratulations to them. It was just, I don't know. It's none of my business, but it was like, I get it. You want to protect your pregnancy and whatnot, but it was like, girl, we know you pregnant and it's cool. Be pregnant. Congratulations are in order. And I think the way it was introduced, since the world wants to meet you, the world wants to know who you are, something like
it's
that. Today.
No, she said, basically, because y'all was thirsty. Something along those lines. It was desperate. Like, the world is desperate to meet you. They were.
I mean, I think it was more, for me, it's like, are they desperate to meet you or they want to make sure they're not tripping? Like, your whole aesthetic changed. Beautiful girl, still pretty through pregnancy. Pregnancy makes you glow.
Right.
Like, there's a look to it. Like, you can't even shake it. Like, you pregnant? You know, like, your skin just looks clear. Like, yeah. The baby in there giving you, like,
life.
Yeah.
Unless the baby is taking it from you, child, because then there's that.
Blame that on a daddy. She's not in that type of situation.
No, I'm not saying like that. Like, some people, when they're pregnant, they really look beautiful. And not that they look ugly, but sometimes pregnancy, like, your nose spread across your whole face.
Or it'll, like, trigger some, like, acne and stuff like
that. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
She did not experience it.
So I think it's really, people are very entitled to celebrities, like, lives, and people feel like they own them. Like, if you're pregnant, you need to tell us right now that you're pregnant because we need to know that you're pregnant.
Is it that, or is it along the lines of like, am I crazy?
No, but it's like, it's really none of your business. And so she never said she was pregnant. She never said she wasn't pregnant.
She did say she wasn't pregnant.
And that's okay. And that's fine. People
along the lines of,
because I told you about that little girl that I met.
Listen, because it'll be like, you didn't have the baby, you'll bring the baby around me. I'll be like, oh my God, is that your niece, your nephew?
But see, I don't feel like that. I feel like it's personal. Your pregnancy is personal to you on how you feel like you want to express it, whether you want to tell people you're pregnant or not. I can tell you until the day I give birth, no, I'm not pregnant. No.
And then when that baby come, I'll be like, oh, you want to meet my baby?
But
my
then
baby.
It's just like, what does it matter?
I don't know. I look at it like intelligence insulting.
No, I don't feel like it's intelligence. It's your own. I feel like it's you, her and people who handle pregnancy or carry their pregnancies this way. It's so near and dear to your, like, you know, it's your child. It's your something that's brewing and you're something that's growing inside of you. It's yours and you can handle it the way you want to. And I feel like it'd be fucked up, like, when celebrities are pregnant. They don't even give people a chance to say, yeah, I'm pregnant. No, I'm not. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't even give them a chance to say, yes, I'm pregnant with triplets. They don't even, like, they be digging through the people's trash trying to find the fucking positive pregnancy test. Like, it's just like, come on, like, give it sucks. I guess that's what happens when you live in the spotlight, but it's fucked up that people can't even.
I think it's beyond the spotlight. There are, you know, and I've known people in real life.
Like, me too.
That have gone that far and it's just like, okay, well.
Because I just. It's your pregnancy and however you choose to handle it. And if you keep it a secret until the baby is 3 months old, because I've experienced that with people too, it's just like, congratulations. Like, I don't feel any kind of way because guess what? That's not my child. I ain't got to feed that child. I ain't got to babysit that child. I don't have to do anything for that child. If you are happy, congratulations. I wish you health and wealth.
Congratulations.
And all of that.
On your niece and nephew.
You are so petty. And so then I feel like because they're not telling you that they're pregnant, Now you slighting them like, oh, that's your niece, that's your nephew. Bitch, you know. You know that's their kid.
Just like I knew when your face was spread and there was a kid in you.
And that's okay if that was their choice whether to tell you or not.
It's my choice to not acknowledge it.
That's fucked up. That's so petty. You got to grow up.
I've come a long way.
This is true. She has come a long way.
Some shit I can't shake. I'm working on it.
And that's like something so small. Like that, some shit that don't even got nothing to do with you.
And that just goes to show how monumental my growth has been. Your boy got found guilty of the one that white girl was chasing him.
Yo, that shit was... No.
Did you see the parody?
Mr. Commodore is so fucking funny. Every time I think about... what's his name? Jonathan Majors. Every time I think about that white lady chasing him, I immediately think of Mr. Commodore and the girl that does the skits with him. When he was like weaving in and out of the fucking cones. Yo, that shit was so funny.
My concern with everything, like in his post-verdict interview is, what is your obsession with Coretta Scott King? Like,
yo, please.
You have got to stop referencing my good sis. Me and Megan Good got something in common.
What's that?
We like to rehabilitate people.
No, it's true.
I need her to see my lady. I need her to see my lady.
You know, he got to leave Coretta out of this. What's his name? Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King.
Keep his wife's name out your fucking mouth. The man said... he had got abused and he had a laceration on his cheek, which was a scratch, and it bled through his pillow. I was reading the court documents. I said, I'm hanging up. I'll call y'all back, like Auntie Sada said. I'll call y'all back. I'm not doing this. I just, you know, it's crazy because everything dropped him. And, you know, I was reading an article about it and it was so crazy because he was a part of the Marvel series.
Right.
So Disney dropped him.
Right.
However, his first interview was on ABC.
Right.
His parent company is Disney, so you can drop him, but you're trying to check the temperature of the public to see what his reception would be so you can see if you can bring him back. Because there's some money there you've invested.
Right.
So has the world forgiven him? If they have, now we can bring you back.
So his charges were, like, they're misdemeanors.
Yeah.
So they're I can't remember exactly what the charges are, but they are misdemeanors. It's not like... there's no felonies or nothing like that. I think that he is crazy. That's the long and short of it. Like, I really do think that he's crazy. But so they asked him what could he have done differently to prevent him from being in that predicament in the first place. And he said, instead of cheating on her, I should have just left the relationship.
He was charged with third degree reckless assault. And he said, I was reckless with her heart, not with her body.
Yo.
Cue R. Kelly.
Please. Nah, I mean, I feel like.
Listen.
She really did. She dragged it. She went to the club after she chased him for blocks. She went to the club.
It's like, ladies free before 11.
Okay.
I'm not victim shaming. I wasn't there. I don't know. I just know that y'all gotta leave him alone.
Nah, it's true.
Like, because pay attention. Leave him alone.
It's true. It's really true because then y'all end up in this situation. And then y'all look for a black woman to be standing there.
Like Coretta Scott King.
Like Coretta Scott King.
You know, it's wild. That was really wild.
Yeah. He got to leave Coretta out of this because she did not ask for this.
Like, I want to know how Megan feels. Like,
I know.
I would love to just, girl, when you see this man talking about Coretta Scott King, like, how do you feel about this? Like, you don't be like, babe, enough.
Like, you going, like, it's look. Ixnay on the
Coretta Scott in A, like, you know.
Ixnay. I know. It's so crazy. It's really crazy. I mean, he didn't speak on the stand because he thought that he was going to win. And his lawyers thought that they had enough evidence to
prove that
he didn't.
He must have forgot he was a black man in America.
He must have forgotten. You know, I don't know how, but I don't know how.
Because when you feel like you socially accepted, you think that certain rules don't apply to you anymore. But baby, well, life will remind you, you one of us. Even if you went a Benz, you still are.
Wait, how Hope say?
No,
I know, but
still a nigga in a coupe.
What's that rich nigga? Story of OJ. Still nigga.
But the highlight of my week was a fat phase on life.
You are a fat phase on life. Cat Williams, my Virgo brother,
he came out swinging.
He went on the Shannon Sharpe's podcast, so Club Shay Shay. He did, it was like a drive-by, like Boys in the Hood when Ricky got killed. Like, that's how he was coming.
My man didn't even take his coat off. It was like, and this. I was like, whoa.
When I first turned it on, it was like, he came out the gate. It was like, so how are you today? Let me tell you about these motherfuckers. That's how he came. And I was like, damn.
He meant business.
Yeah, he did.
But what I love about it is, you know, I haven't seen a lie being proven yet. Like, the receipts are in his favor.
Yeah.
And I love it because when he said something, when he got to Diddy, because everybody knows Diddy likes to party. I just said, wow.
That shit was wild. Shout out to Shannon Sharpe for that interview.
Wow.
Like, he spoke on everybody on Kevin Hart, Cedric the Entertainer, Kanye, Harvey Weinstein, Steve Harvey, Ricky Smiley, Chris Tucker.
Wanda Smith, the lady that he went off on. That interview was so funny. Her gnarled fingers. Bro, somebody played the clip. What are gnarled fingers?
Like chewed up?
I gotta go back and look at her fingers. She...
He said, use a fat phase on live, yo. That shit was fucking hilarious.
You know, I was encouraging her. I was like, you just got to keep watching. It was the best 2 hours and 45 minutes of my life.
It was kind of hard at first for me to watch it because it was like, I felt like we didn't get a lot of him, right? Of what.
Who he is?
Yeah, like kind of like who he is. But then I also realized that people been speaking on him for years.
Yep.
Like people been talking about him. So this was his opportunity, especially because all of the people, not all of them, but most of the people that he spoke about, like the other comedians, they had come on Club Shay Shay and they talked about him. So he, you know, in turn came to Club Shay Shay in his monotone voice. He said, how he say
it? You got an incredible allegiance to the losers. It's not like you.
And then he said, you have an incredible allegiance to losers and it's not like you.
That was a line.
Listen.
I ran that shit back. I said, oh, that's good.
That shit was really, really so good, funny. But he did. He really like, he has like that monotone voice. And I love that he, you know, spoke about like all the young comedians coming up. Shout out to my sis, Miss Pretty Ricky. Get into her, y'all. You know, I think that's so dope. You know, like he named,
he's
like,
not a hater.
He went through all of them from top to like bottom and like how he, you know, takes women on tour with him and makes sure that everybody is taken care of. And, you know, after his interview, you heard stories. Even Bootsy Badass talked about when he first came home from jail, like he had never met Cat Williams before and he saw him at a show and he, you know, showed love to him. And when he met him after the show, he gave him $15,000. Like, take care of yourself.
Or
like,
how he'll send women to drop off money to certain comedians at different shows. Like,
I fuck with Cat Williams.
May be a lot of things, but he is not a liar. And everybody want to say he got a drug addiction. Like, the man is open about smoking weed and cigarettes. And he drink brown liquor. Like, it's easy to say, oh, don't listen to him. He's on drugs. Well, if he's on drugs, why has no one ever done drugs with him?
Right.
L.A. like to party. Why has no one ever done drugs with him? Where are his receipts, like when he used to say? Where are the receipts?
I know.
But, you know, I love Cat Williams. I used to run his DVDs back, like, love.
You know, it's hard love. To, I guess, some, like, you know, when you look at him, it's the, man. It's because his hair look like mine.
He.
And so people don't want to take him seriously, but whatever.
So his shit was luxurious.
Okay. Man, he talked about, Ludacris and how they both got an invitation to the,
Illuminati.
Child.
Talked about all they light skinned, weird face wives.
That shit was crazy, but then they was like,
They put up the grid. With everybody's.
They sure did. But then they was like, because he was going with Hazel E for a long time.
That they never got married.
But they did get married. He would have, yo, if he would have got married to her.
And then he would have fell right in line. He woke up.
Child.
He woke up.
He said Harvey Weinstein was going to suck, offer to suck his in front of mad people. I said, wow. That's how y'all giving it up? That's wow. That's crazy. That is fucking crazy.
I think my biggest disappointment was when they talked about Bernie Mac and how Steve Harvey, when Bernie Mac got the role in Oceans, the Oceans 11 franchise, how Steve Harvey pretty much like went behind his back and said, I'll do the role for free, which is why there was never another Kings of Comedy tour. That's wild. I love R.I.P. Bernie Mac. That's my favorite sitcom.
Yeah.
I will, baby girl.
Uncle Bernie. Mm-hmm. That's, if Bernie Mac was still here today, what would it be like? What would comedy be like?
Man, he would have went next week on the Club Shay Shay. He probably would have got canceled.
A long time ago.
Nah, we wouldn't have canceled Bernie. I feel like he would have been able, there's some people that just can say it and he don't care. Like
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Just like Dave.
You're going to be mad, but okay, then you're not my audience. If you're mad, you're not my audience. This is not for you. And everything isn't for everybody, and that's the problem. We live in this inclusive environment, and that's great for some things. Like, yeah. Inclusion is great for discrimination.
Right, for discrimination.
But if you don't like my humor and you don't like my jokes, then you need to find a comedian that aligns with your funny. Right. Like, that's like a Christian going into a comedy club and be like, stop cursing. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh. No disrespect. Sorry, mom.
Or like, yo, Ricky Smiley. Oh. Yo, he ate Ricky Smiley up, man. He ate him for breakfast, lunch, and fucking dinner and a snack. And he got up in the middle of the night and ate a handful of chips.
He said that man can only play a woman, and at one point in time he was playing a special needs person. I remember Lil Daryl.
Lil Daryl.
My name Lil Daryl, huh? Remember Comic View?
Yes. I know. He ate Ricky Smiley up, and Ricky Smiley is having a long time. And then he was like, I don't know why that man would come up here and lie when his son just died. Oof.
I know.
That was hard.
Oof.
Yeah. That was hard. Ricky Smiley. I mean,
He went online and cried.
He showed it.
I would not have.
He showed it.
He would have had to see me. But he also said they ain't never been in the same place, in the same building, because they already know what's up. At that point, we would have had to test that theory and see if it's true.
To see what's up.
You got to see me. You got to see me. Where's you at? I would have been right there when he was doing that sprint down the basketball court. What's up? What you say about my kid?
He was running so fast.
It was like, but it was so hard. It was like, the fuck? I know his feet, his knees, joints, everything got hurt.
Yeah.
You know, the plot twist is Kevin Hart's ex-wife going on tour with
Wow. Tori Hart. That's what they told me.
He said Kevin Hart was an industry plant. And it's crazy because they started pulling up all of his work before we knew Kevin Hart as Kevin Hart. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, they were horrible shows. Horrible. He had a sitcom and everything.
Not good. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I hate, like, people really do work hard.
I don't know. I'm just saying the evidence presented, it kind of goes in the direction of that theory.
Like an industry plan. I don't know. I don't really have no thoughts on it. I get, like,
again,
I get, like, weird, like, sometimes I get frustrated, like, with things like that. Cause I feel like when you say, like, oh, this person's an industry plant, or this person is this, or this person is in the Illuminati, or da 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 da. And like, sometimes it makes me feel like, damn, people really do work hard. That's like people say, oh, Beyonce is in the Illuminati, or she drinks.
That girl bust her ass.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's my thing. Like, I feel like people really do work hard. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, damn, why they gotta sacrifice they nana to succeed, you know? I don't know.
I don't care. Again, it goes down to, like, who you like and what you find funny.
Right.
Like, Lil Rel had that show with, who was it? Was it Tiffany? Not Tiffany Haddish. Was it Jess Hilarious? Who was this show?
Jess Hilarious, the Rel show.
Yeah. I did not find that funny. I didn't, but a lot of people found it funny. I mean, I guess it comes down. No, that Kevin Hart show was horrible.
I didn't see it. But you know what show was the fucking Carmichael show?
No, that was good.
That was so fucking funny. I love Gerard Carmichael. That is my guy. And I hate that it only had 3 seasons, but it was something about, like, NBC wanted him to do something. Like, they probably wanted him to, like, step and fetch kind of shit.
He probably put on a dress.
And he wasn't fucking with it.
What is the infatuation with black men wearing dresses? Like, I really would like to, I want somebody to dive in, do a thesis paper, and find out what is the infatuation with black men wearing, dressing up as women.
Right.
I would love to know, like, is it the equivalent to a modern day Sambo? I don't want to get too deep, but my juices start to flow. Like, yeah. What is the infatuation with this? Like,
I know.
Why is it, in order for me to be funny, I got to perpetuate the stereotype of a woman as a man?
Yeah, yeah. I know. That's, oh, then, you know, he talked about.
And they're never attractive. Like, I can see if you're going to dress up as a woman, why you can't be a bad bitch?
Because then that would be you being.
Cause when they put Channing Tatum, like, as Beyonce on the little lip syncing battles, he looked good.
Because he was dressed up as Beyonce.
Well, why they can't be Beyonce-esque? Like, why gotta be this variation of somebody grandma?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. It's just.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I really like Madea. I do. I watched all of the tapes. We used to bootleg them and shit.
Yeah.
But it's just like, now, why are we still doing it? Why are we still here?
I know.
And what is the infatuation? Like,
I know. I think that is kind of shitty. Like, I don't like that either.
It's giving Sambo.
Well, then there's that.
Because I went to that African American History Museum. I'm on my shit. Y'all really got to check it out. They have an Afrofuturism exhibit. Phenomenal. It talks about the black influence to the sci-fi world, in the sci-fi world. So Outkast has a whole exhibit. Like, it's dope. You know, Wakanda is a place in there.
That's dope. Cool. You know, I've never been to the museum, and I've been to DC a bunch of times.
You
but
need
never
2 days, and you need good walking shoes. Yeah. It's really big. It's
I need some of those Hokas.
Yeah, I or can't. The clouds, the cloud walkers. The
Skechers?
No, it's like cloud. It has like the little C.
I don't know those.
Those are the best ones. They're better than Hokas. And they're lighter and they're not frumpy looking.
You know. Kiss had a line with Hokas, so I'm probably get the Hokas, the Kiss of.
I'll go whichever way my plantar fasciitis allows to avoid heel spurs.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I mean, listen, more to come.
More to come. You know, something that made me say, what the fuck? Which camera am I looking at? Both of them. Something that made me say, what the fuck? There was this man in Nevada. He was about to go to jail. He was in front of the judge. And the judge had told him that he had just gotten out of jail and he came back. You know, I think he like breaking and entering or something like that. So she was sentencing him to like a year in prison. His name, Deobra.
I thought it was Deborah.
Deobra. It's an O in there.
Deborah?
No, it's Deo.
Deborah?
It's Deobra. Deobra. Reddit, he's 30. My man jumped from, you know how the judge sits up. He jumped from flat footed and dove like up, like y'all. He was like, woof.
He probably used to play basketball.
I don't even know.
He probably was a triple jumper.
And he probably, he was track and field. And he attacked the judge. He was like, fuck that bitch. I'm getting over a cold so I can't laugh. Because I'm going to sound like a toddler with this cough. Yo, he was flat-footed and jumped up. It looked like a fucking cartoon. What the fuck is wrong with him?
If I was a judge, I think I would have fired everybody. Because it took them too long to get him up off of her.
Y'all.
There was a sheriff deputy probably standing right next to her. He should have put hands and feet on that man. Like,
there's no way he should have even been able to even, like,
as he was lunging, your fist should have been like, doop, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It was like a cartoon. I could not even fucking believe it.
I said 2024 is really trying to say, hold my beard.
2024 said, hold my beard. What's today's date? Today is the 10th. Right? Yeah, today is the 10th.
So much has happened.
10 days in.
We were 4 days in when the Cat Williams interview came out, and this man jumped on the judge. So I'm just literally sitting here counting my blessings that I'm not a part of the shenanigans. Because they're going to shenan again.
They're going to shenan the fuck again. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to be safe. The sister said that he has, you know, struggled with mental health issues and all of that.
I mean, I can see that.
It's very clear. Because when they brought him back in, he had like one of those masks on. Like
the Bane. The Bane mask.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And his eyes was like, he looked like trippy.
They probably gave him sedatives though.
I don't know. You know they probably give him something.
They probably whooped his ass and drugged him up in the jailhouse. Ooh. You know, it's very unfortunate. I don't got nothing to say. That shit was wild. I just watched it like, is this real?
I said, what the fuck?
Is this... Oh. I'd have been in that courtroom like, huh?
Yeah, that was wild. I said, wow. This how y'all coming? I had to stay at my house.
The rapture coming. I don't know at this point. The rapture. You know, they used to blame everything on the rapture. Jesus has been coming back since I was 10. Yeah. I remember I said, my Lord, please don't let me get caught up in a rapture. Please.
Remember that movie, Left Behind?
Girl. Don't leave me, please. Now, I'm not even going to get into it because then I'm going to get a phone call. They're
okay, please.
I'm going to be on the prayer line. Never mind.
Never mind. We can talk about this off camera. Off camera, we can talk about this.
Nah, fuck that. Anyways, I just feel like I be wanting to be alone anyways.
Anyways,
I ain't gotta go to work. The world is over.
It's this ain't nobody here but you.
No,
the rest of the sinners, the crocodiles, the cockroaches.
At this point, I'ma just see like if one of the sinners can fly the plane because I want to go to an island. I don't want to be here. Like I want to, you know, we can load up the plane. Chill. Like we can loot. We wouldn't even have to loot because I'm guessing the general manager of ShopRite gonna be a Christian. He probably gonna be gone. So I'm going to go to ShopRite and I'm going to load up. I would like to put all of my groceries on a plane. There's got to be a center pilot with me. I would like to go to an island with beaches and stuff. I don't want to go to hell.
You just want to be here. Leave me here.
Leave me by. I want my kids to go to heaven. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to be caught up, but I don't want them to be without me. So they're going to have to give them a temporary pass to stay with me.
Anyways, y'all, it's time to get personal.
I didn't even smoke no weed.
It's time to get personal.
I cannot sing for y'all today because I'm stuffy.
Let's get personal. Ooh. Personal.
It's really good acoustics in here.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Remember that song by Marsha Ambrosia was a feature on it. I was singing it all day.
You're the desert sand, I'll be your water. I don't know that song. I know. I hope she cheat on you with a basketball player. Hope that she Kim Kardashian away. Don't know the difference between a touchdown and a layup. That's my shit.
So why? What's all we know?
I may sound bitter. I'm a little bitter. Because I'm a little bitter.
Because you were with her.
Salt Lake City. I don't know. Baby.
Sex so good.
Do you remember? Oh, baby. Okay.
Look
okay.
At how it all turned out now.
Okay. We getting personal.
Last week we was rapping. This week we singing. We multifaceted.
You know, I'm both handed.
No comment.
Okay.
No comment.
So, Diamond from Nuck If You Buck, Cry Mob.
Yeah.
Teal Mob, Cry Mob.
Teal Mob is the people
so
I like.
So what?
He's feeling a, he's
okay, okay, okay. So, we knucking and bucking and ready to fight. So, y'all know she go a little scrappy, but then she don't go with him.
No, they had broke up. They had, like, spun a block. I think it was for Love and Hip Hop. So, Scrappy broke up with Bambi.
They got a divorce. They was married.
But while they was in the breakup, while they were separated before the divorce, I think he started fucking with Diamond again.
So, she did an interview with Carlos King, and she aired all of them out. It was a disaster. It was a complete disaster. A complete disaster. But it led me to thinking, like, why y'all be spinning the block?
Now, I have spun some blocks, and I have fallen on my ass every time.
Let me tell y'all something.
I've learned my lesson. I learned a lesson in 2023. I am not doing... Baby, if you had me, you ain't got me no more. I promise. Yeah. I promise. Because, I was scared.
So, for me, like, spinning the block, if we, like, just, like, fucked around a little bit, like, it was cool. You know how you deal with somebody for a little bit and it just kind of fade away? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's cool. Like, I might be able to talk to you again. We could kick in or whatever. But, like, if we were in a relationship or even, like a situationship, like a serious... I know a serious situationship. I know that's like an oxymoron.
No, no, but it makes sense because, you know, in the days of no commitment and shit.
Right. So if we're like in a serious, like if we were in a relationship or like a situationship and it was like serious and we fell out, we broke up, there's no way I could fuck with you again.
You know, for me, I think in my experience and the reason why I've spun blocks is because in my mind, I'm like, this person is familiar.
Right.
And then there was always that like gleaming potential in the situation. So when it presents itself again, you have hope that the person has changed. And I'm not saying people can't change. I do feel like people can change. I think for me, the reason why my situation, like my spinning the blocks was stupid was because I jumped back in like 3 days before I left. Like, you know, before shit got thick.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like I jumped back instead of like starting over, reset. Like you can give, I don't think it's an issue giving somebody a second opportunity, but jumping back in and picking up where y'all left off, knowing where y'all left off was fucked up is where a lot of times we go wrong spinning a block. Like you gotta let them court you like it's the first day all over again.
Yeah. And so I feel like why I've never, not to say that I haven't talked to an ex again as if, you know, like maybe we could try this again, but I swear it feels like when you have that conversation, like you talk to them and you talking and it's like, it feels all familiar. You feel all warm and fuzzy, like, oh, that's my baby, da, 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 da. And then you talk to them and then like y'all talk about something and something flicks and it'd be like, this is why I don't fuck with him no more. This is why, is exactly why I don't fuck with you.
I had a guy that I like literally like was attached to from college up until maybe a year or two ago. I literally had the time like, bro, why are you here?
Right.
Like seriously. And it wouldn't be like consistent. It would just be sporadic, you know? And I always told him, I said, I feel like you hit me up when you down on your chips. Like, why the fuck I don't ever hear from you when you up? Why is always a fucking sob story?
Hell
like,
nah.
What the fuck is this? Like, am I a down and out bottom bitch?
Hell
no.
Nah.
There's no way. And so I ain't even gonna hold you.
Damn,
I feel like,
down and out, bottom, bitch. That's deep. I don't ever.
Never.
I don't ever want to be that. Take me out the rotation.
He got this. The last time he contacted me probably was like last year, the year before. And he was so upset when I was like, hey, yo, how your money? Like, it was just not for me, for you. How's your money? Because I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
Oh, it's not that. I said, I feel like I need reciprocity. Like, I'm ready to call Top Dog Law. And be reimbursed.
You are so ridiculous.
Nah, it's true. Like, and I'm not even gonna hold you because he was probably like my top five. That's probably why I let him spend a block a few times.
Chill. Yeah, nah, I'm not fucking with it. Like, I'm just not.
It's not even worth it. Like, I just, whatever.
I'm just not. I don't give a fuck how good the sex was. I don't give a fuck how much money you spent on me. I don't care. I don't care about none of that shit because it's like, I remember every time why I don't fuck with you. Like, why this didn't work or why, you know, and it's like, every time you think it's like, Jesus come with his sandal. Pow, right on the back of your neck.
I feel like God hit me in the back of my neck. Like, there was a period of him and I in, like, 2019, right before the pandemic.
Okay.
And that was for a lot of reasons, because I was trying to get out of another situation that I was like, damn, this shit is fucking holding me back. But I could not, like, I couldn't shake it. So I was like, ooh, you got to get under to get over.
Yeah, and I was about to say that. Sometimes you got to get under to get over.
And it's so crazy because I feel like we fell out bad in 2019. And I'm like, the nerve of you to hit me in 22, like 19 ain't happened. And child, you got another kid. Don't come with no new kid.
He
had a new kid.
Child.
And tried to slip it in there like, oh, so-and-so, something, the something. I said,
excuse me?
I'm sitting there like, nah, yo. Oh, yeah, well, you know, it wasn't somebody new or somebody had been there. Please get off my line.
Please.
You need to go be a parent.
Unfucking hand me.
Boy, ain't no way. I don't do littles. My littles ain't little no more.
Yeah.
My minimum is my minimum. If it ain't six and up, no thank you.
Y'all.
And then next year, in February, it'll be seven and up.
Y'all. Which camera am I looking at? You cannot fuck with somebody who got a small child.
3, 4, 5 men.
Man.
Fuck you and these kids.
Man. You just cannot respectfully. And you know, it's no shade to the kid. It ain't got nothing to do with the kid. But y'all.
No, and chances are, because I know what it was like for me when my kids were like young and trying to navigate the co-parenting and just navigate your schedules and life. And while it wasn't crazy at 3 and 4, there was still growing pains at 3 and 4. Yeah. Like, it wasn't as smooth as it is now at 6 and 8. I'm not dealing with that. Like, no, thank you. You chose this lady?
Yeah.
Y'all
got to figure this out. Y'all got to figure it out. You have to. You really just got to figure it out because somebody's babies. Mama called my phone.
Don't call my phone. Listen, let me tell you something.
Listen.
She better than me because she'll be like, oh, ask your nigga. I'll be like, what you want to know, sis?
Because.
How can I help you?
Girl.
No, I'm here. You rocking, I'm rolling. You seek and you shall find. I'm what you will find.
Yeah, and I'm just not doing that. I'm not about to do this with you because why are you calling
and
me?
And I might put dubs on it because why are you calling me?
I don't want to do
because
all
this
of
is
that.
What happens. It's people out there. It's people like you that are really good that'll be like, oh, Ash, you're a nigga.
I'll just be like, listen, call my phone again and you're going to get your fucking feelings hurt.
Now, if I'm wrong, I'm going to be quiet. But if I ain't wrong, don't do that.
Yeah, you just can't.
Don't do that.
You can't. You literally cannot.
Do not call me as a woman, Beverly. This is not Shirley.
Who is Beverly?
From that song. Hey, is it Shirley?
Shirley.
Oh, woman, a woman. Don't come to me.
What was the other girl's name?
I thought it was Beverly.
I don't know if it was Beverly. Woman to woman.
Don't come to me
as a woman. Mm-mm. Please don't.
Just understand we sister wives now.
I'm hanging up on her. Y'all know that meme? It's like,
I call y'all home. I'm talking shit. I don't mean it, but yeah. I do. I just think that you should never come to me as a woman. I don't think at this grown age, I just literally give out the presentation of, hey, these are my questions. My line of question is in dating. It's like, are you single? Yeah, I'm single. Let me rephrase this. Is there anyone out there in this world? Because you could say, like, in Jersey.
No, in this world.
In this world that is still breathing air, not on a machine, like, operating in life with their faculties, maybe not operating with faculties. Is there anyone alive that thinks they are in a relationship with you and that you have some type of allegiance to them? People start to think and the juices start to flow.
Yeah. Like, wait a minute.
And it's, you know, you ain't got to answer it. Once you pause,
you already know.
Run it back.
Never mind.
Now I gotta decide what I wanna do with you.
Yeah, I'm not spending a block. You can't spend a block.
I don't think I can.
Because it just never turns out. Listen, there is not a block that I am willing to spend. It just turns out that people just have, like, after they fucked with you, they wouldn't fucked with somebody else. And maybe they were in. So now they got ties to this person. Then they done had a baby. And now it's like a bunch of shit, a bunch of shit, a bunch of shit. So then they tagging all their luggage along with them. And now they come back to you and it's like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause you know, we vibing. We, you know, it's familiarity and like, it feels good.
It's trauma bonding essentially.
At that point, it is exactly trauma bonding. Cause now I'm fresh out of a relationship and you fresh out of a relationship. And it's like, oh yeah, I used to like you a lot. Let's see where we can go with this. And then you still a fucking closed minded prick. And that's why I don't fuck with you. That's why I didn't go that way.
A lot of my blocks I never spun because I let the block burn before I leave.
You burnt that shit down? To flames. It was to flames.
Sometimes I'm the villain in a story.
Sometimes you're the villain.
But I don't ever do it without reason. Fuck I'm not it. A killer, but don't push me.
Hey, yo.
Nah, I mean... You know, I like to make sure it's dead before I head out.
I feel like a lot of times we do that. I feel like women just do that.
By the time I say, you know what, you got it. I've already like, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
So it's usually the people that the couple of people I have spent a block with, there was the people that like, it was unresolved. There was always like a to be continued.
Okay.
And it's like, damn, you know, circumstantial shit. So yeah. I'm not doing that. No.
Yeah, I'm never. It's just not. It's just yeah. Doesn't work. It just literally, it never fucking works. It never works. Now, if y'all broke up because y'all taking a break so y'all could like, you know, get y'all shit together and then come back, that's different.
Yeah.
But if we've had a full-fledged fucking breakup and then I went out to date, you went out to date, I'm minding my business, you minded your business, and then it's like we cross paths again and it's like, oh... It's so funny running into you. Then it's like, nah.
You're a woman, man, now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, so it never works. And so I don't know how people do it because it's like, yeah, y'all have sex and it's good because you know her body. He know your body.
But sex don't even be the same when you like four partners removed. It don't because then it's like, you was cool then, and I probably met somebody that put me onto some new shit, and now I'm like,
can you do that thing? Like, you gotta do it.
And
like,
now you feeling all insecure because it's like, well, who you been fucking with? And I'm just like, I don't know. I watched the video. I don't know. I mean, just don't do it, yo.
Don't. I mean,
say no to drugs
because that's exactly what it is. It's drugs. I feel like there's I think 8 billion people on the planet now. You ain't got to go back.
5 billion of them is women, so. I understand.
No, I'm not fucking with it.
Just don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not
fucking
with it.
I'd rather you be disappointed by something new because you tried something new than be played with by somebody that you knew
was going to play right in your face.
Yeah.
He was going to play.
A leopard don't change his spots. That's what my granny used to say.
A leopard don't change his spots. It's true. A zebra don't change his stripes. All of that. All of that. It just...
And whores don't change their draws. I don't know.
What? What? The whores are out there wearing... Thursday and they still wearing Monday's panties?
I'm dead.
Oh, what?
I'm going to have to say that to my kids so I can like embed it in their mind so it can be like an adage for when they get old.
A whore don't change their draws? And I'm going to be like, it's Saturday and she's still wearing panties from Tuesday.
So when they have their kids, they'll be like, and like my mommy used to say it, a whore don't change their drawers. People will look at them like.
Hey, yo, that's funny. And a whore don't change their drawers. That's the name of the title. That's the name of this episode. A whore don't change her drawers. She don't. She don't.
All right.
This girl is so crazy. Tell the people where they can find you.
I can be found on Instagram at _amazing_ And amazing is spelled A-M-A-Z-E-I-N-G.
And I am at Renisa Rose on Instagram as well. And it's R-A-N-E-S-S-A-R-O-Z-A-Y-Y-Y. And together we are at
the Personal Space Podcast
on all platforms.
Like and subscribe and shit.
You know, we out here. We outside. All you need to know is that we outside.
And comment a little bit. Like, engage with us. You know,
let us know how y'all feeling.
AI is on our side.
Let us know. Y'all like it? Y'all hate it? If you hate it, suck your mother.
I wouldn't even give him an option to hate it. Like, the fuck?
Suck your mother.
You gotta work on that.
Bye, y'all. I'm about to start coughing. Have a good week, y'all.
Bye.